Do you feel like life is a marathon and it just never ends? You're running, running, running. You're a hamster on a wheel and it just seems like it just keeps going faster and you don't know how to slow down. Well, I've been there and I'm going to give you 5 ways that are going to help you be able to stop and smell the roses. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, so now that we are over a year into the new normal world that we live in, we're kind of getting acclimated to these new changes and everything that's around us, right? And lots of things have happened, and lots of things have made our life easier and sometimes more challenging, and it's everything just seems like we went from lockdown to turbocharge like overnight. Right? Remember when we were sitting in our homes and we were just, you know, doing whatever we can to keep busy because there's nowhere to go, there was nothing to do, and all of a sudden, once we emerged from that cocoon, we are now flying butterflies at 100 miles an hour, every which way but loose, and sometimes we get a little lost because the wind's blowing all these different directions. And it's hard for us to see which side is up. So, if you've been like me, that have been just pushing, working around the clock, doing everything that you can to get acclimated, right? I think this new normal is just kind of took your life like this, turned it upside down, and now all these things are shaking out, and we're all of us, I believe, are in like a rebuilding phase. Reassessing our priorities, what's important to us, and going through all of these processes. And it's healthy. It's healthy that we do that. And now that we have new direction and we've had a chance to kind of understand our priorities, what's important, those kind of things, we're creating this new foundation. So I know I have. And I know, you know, my family has. So it's been frantic and it's been a lot. So just like anything in life, right, at some point we've got the pedal to the metal. We're going, you know, 100 miles an hour and it's just nonstop. You know, it's like, you know, you run a marathon. That's what it feels like. I feel like as soon as you're done running the marathon, you cross the line. You stop, you drink a bottle of water, and then somebody comes up to you and they go, excuse me, are you still sitting down? There's another marathon around the corner. Let's go, get up and start running. That's what it's felt like for me, right? I'm in the real estate business. Real estate is booming right now. Already having the best year of our career. In 2021, right? And it's, you know, barely halfway over. It's just over halfway over. And we've already surpassed all of 2020, which was our previous best year ever. So if you're experiencing that in whatever capacity that you feel like you're running and it never ends, I urge you to just stop, slow down. We need to hit reset again because we've come very, very far. And I was actually talking to my therapist and she helps me to put things into perspective. My coach, right? We all need a coach. And so she was like, Ricky, she goes, look behind you. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, no, seriously, turn around, look behind you. She said, look how far you've come. And I was like, huh, I didn't think about that. Because I was so focused on, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, what's in front of me, faster, 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 that it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've got to stop, look behind, and see what you have accomplished. See what this new foundation that you've been putting in place over the past, you know, 16 months, 18 months, 20 months, whatever it's been since this, you know, new normal has taken over, what have you accomplished? And this is the perfect time to do that, because it's been long enough that we've worked out some kinks, we've got a chance to try something new, something different. A lot of ways we've been kind of not forced to, but kind of forced to, right? Because we're learning how to do business online. We've got lots of ways that we're interacting with people and just kind of establishing some new ground rules, right? Some new I guess, what do you call it? Like boundaries, right? Some new boundaries within society, what you can say, what you can't say, what's politically correct, what's not politically correct. Like, we're going through a lot of stuff right now, right? Injustice and, you know, politics and everything else in between. So it's okay. I just recently did that. I went and visited my family, took a break, and it was like, it was so refreshing. It was just very refreshing to reflect and to recharge and to just relax, right? Just relax, you know? I like reading, but I haven't done a lot of reading lately because I feel like, oh my God, I'm wasting time. I should be doing something else. I got work to do. I've got this and that. So I'm just starting to get back at, you know, doing my serious reading, not just, you know, little skimming here and there. And I love it. Why? Because I get motivated and it does allow me. I get a lot of my content, actually. I get a lot of my material from reading books, from listening to other podcasts, from just kind of plugging in, right? You got to plug in to something else to get some kind of new information, new experiences, something that's in alignment with where you want to go. So this is a good time for that. This is a great time for that, because here we are. It's already, we're going into September, right? We're coming up on the fourth quarter of 2021. And you know what I always say, the best time, the fourth quarter is the most important quarter of the entire year. Okay, why is that? Easy, right? Finish strong. Doesn't matter, right? You could have had the worst year ever. It could be terrible, right? Most of the time, if you finish strong in anything, number one, you still have a chance to win, right? The fourth quarter is where all the magic happens, right? If you're a sports fan like I am, you watch the sports, people are losing, all of a sudden they have a great fourth quarter and they win the game. You still have a chance to win the game or the year 2021 if you have a strong fourth quarter. So now is the time to start preparing, start planning for that. So fourth quarter, you gotta kill it, right? You have to kill it. So now is the time where you take that little halftime break and again, relax, recharge, reflect, reset, and then, bam, take action, and you're going to be able to really go to the next level. And the momentum, see, when the fourth quarter of a football game or a sporting event, the fourth quarter, when it's done, it's done. The game is over. However, this fourth quarter, if you knock it out of the park, you are now going to be creating, you're sending that momentum into 2022, right? The next year momentum, you get to take advantage of. You get to hit the ground running. You get to be, you know, firing on all cylinders, and it will pay off dividends, because the second most important thing to finishing strong is starting strong, right? Because I guarantee you, all the people that just waste January because they're so exhausted from the holidays, from the new year, from all of that stuff, when January comes around, it's winter, it's cold, everyone's hibernating, nobody does anything, you know, you just kind of let it be, right? All of a sudden, January turns into February, and February is the shortest month, the coldest month by far, right, around the country. And so then all of a sudden, like, almost the first quarter's gone. And so you can't let that happen. In order to not let that happen, you finish strong in the fourth quarter. In order to finish strong in the fourth quarter, you need to pause, reflect right now. Right now, I promise you, right? If you own a business or whatever, this is when you do business planning. This is when you start reassessing what's worked, what hasn't worked. You start to do those kind of things. I know for me and my team, we're already starting to put our vision board for 2022. We're already pulling some articles, pulling the things that we want to achieve next year. We're already putting the pieces together so that when we have our exercise and spend a day of actually, you know, completing our vision board, which will be in the fourth quarter, it's going to be awesome, right? It's going to be so much better that we get it done now. Because really, I always tell everybody, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to wait till January to start my New Year resolution. No, today. If you want to start something new, you start it right now. You don't wait for the calendar to tell you that you should start it then. Because now you get some momentum. Come January, you're not going to be starting. You're going to be thriving. You're going to be flourishing. Again, you're going to be hitting the ground running, but you have to do it now. That's why we do our vision boards early, because we already want to start that process, that mentally, physically start doing it now to finish strong and start stronger. Okay? So you have my permission. Take a break. Time out. Halftime. Right? Go replenish, and I promise you, come back strong and finish stronger. Alrighty? Thank you very much. As always, get out there, have a fantastic day, and touch people's lives in a positive way. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.